opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The final day heading into the final weekend of the first half of the Major League Baseball season and a tale of two teams right now. We will get to the Mets and their doubleheader sweep. And I think more a turn into anticipation tonight as Kodai Senga returns from the IL versus the Kansas City Royals and dissect their upcoming weekend as well. But what a weird week in Yankee land. What a weird 2 weeks in Yankee land.
Well, it's bizarre because coming out of the Mets series, Subway Series, you felt like the Yankees were on their way to getting buried. And it was just going to take getting swept or losing 2 out of 3 to the Mariners. Then you got to go play the Cubs, who are also pretty damn good right now. And it felt dire. And it all did. Of a sudden, a great sweep against, obviously because of last night's game, it's great. Big come from behind victory after being no hit for most of it. It feels like, oh, okay, this is just the Yankees that we expected at the beginning of the season. Nothing to see here. It's all good. Now, it's obviously baseball, and this is how it works, but it's amazing what a 3-game sweep against a pretty good team will make, how it will make you feel. It makes your weekend almost.
It does, and the job is not done. They have 3 games with the Cubs this weekend. But look, you and I have both been, whether it's in separate places or here together, doing sports radio long enough to know that the baseball seasons are roller coasters. You have your highs, you have your lows. And I've lived a ton of them as a Yankee fan. I've lived a ton of them in the Aaron Boone era. I have to say, I don't want to be caught in the moment at all. But the last 2 weeks specifically of this 2025 season, I think when you stack them together, and not just the idea of wins and losses, how losses have happened, the problems, then the admittance of the issues by the Yankees manager in their front office, then the turnaround, the sweep, and then punctuated with what happened last night. And unless you've been living under a rock, the Yankees, according to Elias Sports Bureau, became the first team to win a game where they were being no-hit and trailed by 5 or more runs after 7 innings since the Pirates in June of 1977. Many of us, including me, weren't even on Earth the last time a baseball outcome happened the way it happened last night. And that was a punctuation to what has been an insane 4-game rally the Yankees have had really since the Bellinger catch on Sunday. We started Monday even off the Bellinger catch going, I still don't believe in this team, this, that, the other. Since then, Jazz has been moved. DJ LeMahieu has been DFA'd. Cam Schlittler came up and had an unbelievable punch in the arm start. Brian Cashman, shot in the arm start. Brian Cashman spoke and said all the right things and pushed all the right buttons. I'm not here waving Yankee pom-poms and telling you, hey, remember on Monday when I said the season feels like it was slipping away? Now they're winning the World Series. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is if this season does have a positive outcome at the end of the year, making a World Series, winning a World Series, I find it hard to believe we won't look back on this week specifically as a massive turning point.
No, it definitely was. And it's leadership is such an interesting thing because it's little things and honest things that often lead to big changes or big results from your organization, in this case, the New York Yankees. And I think Brian Cashman's acknowledgement earlier this week that they're flawed and that they're looking for starting pitching. They're looking for relief. They're looking for a position player, obviously third base. Like, the fact that he acknowledged all that stuff, then they DFA, or actually before, they DFA'd DJ LeMahieu. They made a decision, it seems like, on the Martian, Jason Dominguez, yeah, playing every day and leading off. Did it? It felt like for the first time in a long time, the Yankees weren't playing, we're okay, we're going to be fine. We got everything in front of us. We have a good team. We believe in this team. They're going to find a way to win. They finally just said, that's not true.
Right.
We have some issues, and we need to address them, and we're starting off, and it's going to hurt, and it sucks for DJ, but sorry, we're DFAing you. I know Trent Grisham, you're a great player, or at least you have been so far this year, but Jason Dominguez has got to play every day.
Yep.
And it feels like, for the first time, instead of being reactive when it's way too late, right, after the trade deadline, you know, 8 weeks before the end of the season, oh, we got to do something, what are we going to do? And you're stuck.
Right?
It feels like for the first time, the Yankees are addressing their issues head on. And I don't know, but sometimes that becomes motivating.
It is. And I think it's contagious. Look, I can't speak to the players' point of view, what they felt in the locker room. I'm sure it sucked for them watching a good friend like DJ LeMahieu get DFA'd, and clearly he was upset about
it. But they also know that it's the game.
It's the game.
And
the business.
Trust me, athletes, they'll be, hey, man, we got your back. You know, keep grinding. But when it's time, it's time.
Yeah.
And so we all know it. And it happens to the best of them. And it happened to DJ. And so, yeah, maybe it was emotional, but everybody in that clubhouse knew it was time.
Exactly. And then when you hear the general manager speak, like you said, I think that's the other thing, too, when you bring in the team and the players and the fans and everybody kind of thinking along the same way.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We didn't get the same Yankee script this week.
No.
The same Yankee script is exactly the words you were saying. It's all right in front of us. Luis Gil is going to be our trade deadline acquisition. Right. The hits that play like Hanson's Umbop every single year around this time for the Yankees during
like
the swoon.
That,
it's true. It's a great song. Those were not played this week. Instead, we got to go to town at the trade deadline. We need starting pitching. We need bullpen. We need infield bat. We have some prospects more touchable than others. Everybody was put on alert. On that Yankee team minor league system, hey, if I'm not picking up the pace, it could be me that they replace. Because clearly, they're going to town at the trade deadline, yada, yada, yada. I think that message was received. I think it was a different way the Yankees approached it. And I think it was palpable. And again, it was punctuated last night. And last night, to me, was the true sign of resilience, of grit, of not just looking at baseball in a 162-game spectrum and going, you know what? They got us today. Right. We're out of it. It would have been very easy psychologically to be a Yankee bat last night as you're getting no hit and Wu is just wooing them and just go, you know what? It's not our night.
Right.
But it took one hit. Then you got the second hit. Jazz right there. And then it took a pinch hit moment from Giancarlo Stanton, which unbelievably he's never done in his career, which is a pinch hit home run.
And well, how many times is he pinch hit?
Well, I know that stat had come up a bunch because whenever he gets those days off that the Yankees love giving the days off, he usually is that bad off the ninth and it's usually coming to some kind of
48 times? 48 at-bats, pinch hit at-bats. It was something like that.
And I know the previous 47 aren't all strikeouts, but it oftentimes feels like that
with
Pinchy.
He was hitting 105 or something, whatever it was. It was bad.
So that home run happens, but you're still down two runs. That pass the baton moment in the ninth, and this is where Team Unison comes in. They picked up on the tell of when the sliders were coming, and you see the hand waving at second base, and it was a pass the baton. And by the way, that's not the Astros cheating, because they weren't trying to hide it last night. Your pitcher's telling us we are being obvious. Everybody watching on TV and everybody in the stadium can see slider here, slider here, slider here. And the Yankees paid attention to that last night. The Mariners did nothing to correct it. It led to a complete implosion. And then, of course, you don't get the winning run home in the ninth. Devin Williams does an unbelievable, knows his job, runner on second. That's a great effort. I would argue when you consider the extra innings and the comeback it took, that might have been the gutsiest Devin Williams effort we've seen from the Yankees all year.
No, I agree. I mean, look, he had through seven pitches in that inning.
That's it.
And seven strikes.
Seven strikes.
And got three outs.
That's it.
With a runner at second. That's all you can ask for. That's what you want your, in this case, closer to do.
Exactly. And then you get to the 10th, and obviously you load the bases. And a guy that has deservedly been crushed this year in Anthony Volpe. And honestly, last night had a lot of moments where it felt like even late, he was the one holding the rally. I was stunned, Tiki,
Get out at the end of the ninth inning.
Exactly. Right. Well, it ended up working out.
Of course it did, because it made him the ghost runner.
And I don't know if you thought the same thing. When we knew they were coming out for the bottom of the 10th, I was shocked Anthony Volpe knew where second base was to be the ghost runner. He hadn't been there in a long time. So he went out there. And then, of course, he has, you know, the slide of the year.
Dude, that's a great slide.
Unbelievable.
Great slide. I thought he was out.
I did, too. Well, that's the other crappy part about kind of a play like that in baseball. You're jumping up out of the couch and you're going, Whereas if you can't, like, fully commit to enjoy the win.
You can't see it until they show the replay from the other angle. And you see the slide where he dekes his left hand in there, slides around with his right hand, is contorting his body. I mean, kudos to Anthony Volpe. He hasn't done a whole lot over the last couple of weeks to make us feel confident that he's a star, but he has it about him when it comes to we need to win.
Absolutely.
There's a hustle about him. There's like a...
Well, that's it. He's always going to try hard.
And that's basically it.
Exactly.
The one thing you could say about Anthony Volpe is that no matter how bad it's gotten, you're never seeing him sulk or feel bad about himself. He's always, always given his best effort, even if it's not good enough sometimes.
Absolutely. And that was one by one, everybody on that team picking up for each other. And I do think that that's a win that resonates. It's a win that you store mentally. Look, you could speak to this more from an athlete's point of view. Every day's a new day and every game's a new game.
Right.
But I have to think when you're kind of, you know, I picture like little kids building Legos up. You start building little moments up in a season. Mm. That's a moment you stash in your pocket. That's a good closer in Seattle. Hey, remember that. We're never out of games. We were down 5-0. I think last night goes a long way. Not telling you the Yankees after Monday, I'm screamed and yelled about them going to a World Series. Again, I want to reiterate that. I'm not telling you they're going to win the World Series, but what I am telling you is from a fan, this week, for the first time in a long time, I breathed and I said, this doesn't feel like the same frustrating crap I have watched from a 90-plus win team. Has your excitement level about the Yankees changed? 888-808-1019. Now, quickly, on to the New York Mets and their doubleheader sweep last night at the hands of the Baltimore Orioles. We talked about it yesterday, and we were on that immediate reaction to Game 1 about Mendy's decision with David Peterson and whether that would come back to bite him. Look, you had a bullpen game last night. You only scored three runs. That offense is not clicking enough right now. And you knew Baltimore was going to score a bunch of runs last night.
This is what made the David Peterson decision, the Mendy mess up, whatever you want to call it, in Game 1 so bad and so egregious. Because you knew you had a bullpen game. You knew you had Waddell going out there. Who knows? I mean, Max, he's getting three innings. You knew you were going to struggle. You knew that the Orioles were going to score runs. And you also knew that your bats were dead for whatever reason.
Right.
Saw it in the morning, in the early game, I should say. And it continued in the second game. What were they, 1-for-11? Runners in scoring position in game one. They were 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position in game two. The bats were dead. So the fact that they lost or gave away Game 1 of that doubleheader made the second game hurt even more.
Exactly.
Because you knew that the second game likely was going to be a loss.
Right.
So you can't give away the early one.
Yeah, if you were scanning that yesterday, you knew going in, especially the way Peterson was mowing down, all right, tonight doesn't look that great. This is the one we had to finish, and it absolutely haunted them. And now you're in a spot with the Mets, and look, it's baseball, and this is you can't take away the moment, just like you can't take away that comeback from the Yankees last night. But, you know, Pete Alonso really saved them on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And a week ago today,
they could have got swept by the Orioles.
Could have got swept. And a week ago today, we sat there on the 4th of July, apparently everybody watching coverage on SNY, and watch Luke Weaver give up that home run to McNeil. You know, those are two really important Met moments the last week. You can't take them away. Mm. But if you did, think about what we'd be thinking about the New York Mets today.
Right.
We'd still be talking about a swoon that dates back to that Pittsburgh series.
So right. I mean, thank God they played the Yankees because it made everybody feel good about them again.
Absolutely. And look, is the sky falling on the Mets? No, in fact, I think this is, again, a very big weekend to feel good about yourself if you're a Met fan because you're getting two of your top dogs back here in Senga and Manaea.
Only if those two top dogs pitch the way that everybody's expecting them to pitch.
Sure. And more on that later, our expectations on them. But this has to be a washout, what happened in Baltimore, get the focus going. And look, if you're looking at this from a positive point of view, when you win games this weekend, if you win games this weekend, well, you should win games this weekend. The Phillies are heading out to San Diego. Okay, bad side is, you know, you could have Philly wins, or, you know, if you lose, San Diego on that wild card hunt could win those games too.
Right.
This is both of the one of those, somebody's losing of importance to you all weekend, but also somebody's winning of importance to you all weekend long. That Philly-Padres series is paramount. While you can't give back games this weekend to the Kansas City Royals, you have to figure out a way to finish this first half of the year strong. All right, Yankee fans, are you back all in? Have they sucked you back in after this week in Seattle? And Met fans, is it just simple, a bad doubleheader day, or are the problems beginning to mount? 888-808-1019. It is an Evan Roberts birthday special. Without Evan, as he's, I guess, leaving easy and heading to Italy finally and stuffing his face with pasta, I guess, in due time, we'll cover all of that. We will, of course, tackle the weekends ahead for both baseball locals, and Jazz Chisholm Jr. is in the Home Run Derby, and Carlos Rodon is in the American League All-Star. Plenty more to get to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.